Well, howdy, I'm Mark Keefe here on WNRN. So happy to be joined in our studio by Michael Cleveland and Flame Keeper. Welcome, Michael. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
So Michael and Flame Keeper are playing your big Watermelon Pickers Festival, because I know that you've been practicing to pick
me
watermelons.
Me and my friend Jason Carter, we're going to be doing the Watermelon Pickers Fest at Berryville September 6th, I do believe.
And that's just outside of Winchester, Virginia.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that one coming up. But you guys want to just blow my mind or blow what hair I have left back on my head with a tune?
Right. All right, let's play one. A one, two, one.
Cleveland and Flame Keeper here on WNR. I was about to say Michael Cleveland and Flamethrower, because y'all flowing some flames. My gosh. Well, because you've earned it. That sounds fantastic.
Thanks.
My gosh. I said right before, I'm going to blow the little hair I have left off my head. Nothing left now, so I don't know what you're going to do next. Michael and Flame Keeper. So I'm going to try to get through this to see if we have time for any music after I say all this. Michael's latest disc is Carter in Cleveland, which is Jason Carter. The disc has people like Sam Bush and Daryl Scott, J. Lee Roberts, Vince Gill, so many more. It's nominated for IBMA Album of the Year. Now, Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper's latest release is Lovin' of the Game, came out in 2023. And then your 2020 disc, Tall Fiddler, won the Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album. Let's see, Outrun the Rain is nominated for IBMA Song of the Year this year. Other nominations are Instrumental Group of the Year, Instrumental Recording, Collaborative Recording, and Fiddle Player. So my first question is, did you leave a space for anybody else to get a nomination or an award?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. There's a lot of great people in those categories, too. So, but it is kind of an award show that's you're nominated by your peers in the industry. So it kind of makes it that much more of an honor that your fellow musicians think enough of you to put you in those categories. But yeah, there's a lot of great albums nominated. We're up against somebody named Alison Krauss.
Who? Well, man. Just so long as there's no Billy Strings on there this year.
Oh, no, he's on there, too. He's on there, too.
Yeah, they almost make it unfair at this point. But you know what?
There's so many good ones, you know, at that point. It's just what you prefer and what you like. And, you know, it's all good and it's all music. We're just happy to be nominated.
Well, it's 100% deserving, and the band for sure, too. I mean, I'm sure y'all are proud as well. But Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper are with us here in the studio at WNRN. We are absolutely thrilled to welcome them in. So what guys, what do you want to jump into next? What are you in the mood to play?
Well, we're going to play this instrumental off of our Lovin' of the Game album. See if we can get our fingers moving fast this early in the morning.
All right.
This is one called the Empty Pocket Blues. Thank you.
Michael Cleveland and Flame Keeper here on WNRN. Michael, I didn't do anything and I'm out of breath. So that's that about sums up that song. Michael, do me a favor and introduce your band, would you? Because they were all working hard on that.
They were. And I'm so proud of each and every one of them. Over there on the banjo, that's Cody Looper. And on the mandolin is Nathan Livers. And on the bass is Chris Douglas. And on guitar is Josh Richards.
Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, Josh has a nickname, it would appear.
Oh, yeah, Josh does have a nickname.
Mr. Wonderful.
Yes, if you address him, if you see him anywhere, you should address him as Mr. Wonderful.
I will absolutely do that. And
he came to me at the end of last year, you know, and I thought he was going to, like, quit the band or something. He said, hey, man, I need to talk to you about something. And I thought, oh, no, here it comes, you know, after 13 years, here it comes. And he just said, man, I really would appreciate it if you would call me Mr. Wonderful from now on.
Well, Michael, you should be grateful because he didn't ask for a raise.
I know, right? Well, we all have to get a raise first, you know?
I understand that 100%.
I actually try not to tell him that we get paid at all.
Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper, our guests here on WNRN. I got a couple of questions for you, Michael. If someone wanted to listen to the best bluegrass fiddler other than yourself, who would you suggest?
Oh, man, there's so many good ones. I mean, of today, I would say, you know, Stuart Duncan is probably the guy. Like, he's on, and probably most people, even if they aren't aware of who he is, has heard Stuart Duncan on, you know, countless country records, you know, stuff on the radio. He's one of the big session guys, and he tours. As a matter of fact, he's out touring with Alison Krauss now.
Oh, yeah.
Stuart, Jason Carter, my friend Jason, is really good. He's doing his own thing now. We've got an album together called Carter and Cleveland, as you mentioned, and then he's got a great album out where he's fiddling and singing. He's a great singer also. His album's called Lowdown Hoedown.
Hmm.
And but there's so many good fiddle players, you know. Billy Contreras is a great fiddle player who plays with Ricky Skaggs. And then as far as bluegrass, you know, all this stuff kind of comes from the people who set the standards for the music, and it kind of is the reason that we all play the way we do today, is people like Benny Martin and Kenny Baker and Bobby Hicks and Vassar Clements and Dale Potter and people like that, Chevy Wise and Scotty Stoneman. And if you were wanting to get into bluegrass, I would definitely recommend to go listen to a bunch of those guys.
For bluegrass fiddle, for sure. Those are the best of the new and the best of the old, I'd say, too.
Absolutely. You know, and it's so cool to see so many young people who play so good. I mean, they're just getting younger and better.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's kind of annoying, really.
So other than your extremely talented band, who do you enjoy playing with live or in the studio when they're not around?
Oh, man. Kind of depends on the type of music, because I play all kinds of different stuff, you know. I've got to collaborate here in the last few years with Bela Fleck. He did a bluegrass project called My Bluegrass Heart, and that was really fun. It was a fun band with Brian Sutton and Sierra Hull and Mark Schatz playing bass and Justin Moses. And I consider myself really fortunate in that I've gotten to play with a lot of my musical heroes.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing that. We're about to do a duo show, Tommy Emmanuel and I, in Vermont in August. And
nice.
I really like playing with him. We've been jamming some together, and that's been fun. And I do a lot of studio stuff at home when I'm not on the road. People send me tracks to play on, and it's kind of all over the map, from country stuff to singer-songwriter type things, and I enjoy every bit of it, just because, you know, it challenges me to come up with stuff that's outside of what I usually do.
Sure. is it true that you'll be playing on a new heavy metal thing? Is that true?
Yeah.
The heavy metal
fiddle? I'm going to change my hairstyle also, you know. Okay. Well, the whole band's going electric soon. Josh has already got an effects pedal, you know.
Well, there's a big hole left in the world now that Ozzy has passed on, so I know, I think y'all can step up.
Do the crazy train. We could do that. We could work it up, man.
You know what? I'd say that would probably... You'd burn the house down with that one.
Chris could sing it, man. He could deliver it.
All right, so I have to know from a true fiddle player, what makes a violin a fiddle or a fiddle a violin?
Well, there's a million ways to answer that question. But I think mainly it's just the way it's played.
Okay.
You know, it's the same instrument, the same tuning. Other than a couple minor setup things that make it a little different. The running joke now is what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? And they say, well, a violin has strings and a fiddle has strings.
Yes, it does. That works for me.
Yeah.
Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper, our guests in the studio here at WNRN. Looking forward to your show in Berryville, Virginia, with Jason Carter on September the 12th at the Watermelon Pickers Fest. So you're out and about on the road all the time doing so many things. Last thing about upcoming projects, what else have you got cooking? Because I know you're on so many things and people ask for you so many different ways what's happening in the next year or so.
Well, I just had this album come out with Jason. I've been working on some stuff with Bela, some fiddle banjo stuff, and really like to do another album with these guys because we haven't really done a band album.
Mm-hmm.
In quite a while, so cool. I mean, they played on my albums, but like a band album is something that I think needs to happen.
All right, well,
soon.
I'll be listening for it, looking for it, and expecting to hear your cover of Crazy Train.
We'll do it.
When that gets together, Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper joining us in the studio here at WNRN. I got time for another one. What are you gonna throw us out of here on?
All right, this is another song from that Lovin' of the Game album, and it's one that we're going to get Chris to sing. We recorded this with the great Billy Strings, and our producer Jeff White found this song, and we always do it for all the people who are in love, because that's what it's about. It's called For Your Love.
For your love, I think for your love.
Dead ain't got nothing on y'all. I mean, that went for a while. And I would also like to say that all my life I have told people that, oh yeah, bluegrass songs, you can fit about five of them into the space of about 10 minutes, but that is no longer the case
now. I told
you. Yeah, that
come
was...
Come see one of our shows. We have 14-minute-long
Whoa! My gosh. You're going to be joined by... Yeah, you're going to be joined by Fish pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, that'd be all right. We'd love to.
Michael Cleveland and Flame Keeper. If you're wondering where he's going to be after he's September 6th with Jason Carter in Bearville, Virginia. He is going to be in Chattanooga hauling off a whole armful of awards for IBMA Everything of the Year. So that's where you can also check him out. Gentlemen, this was an absolute pleasure. Michael, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
We'll see you on down the road. A big thanks also to Jeff and Michaelin and also Matt for setting everything up, getting all the video done. I'm Mark Keefe, and this is WNRN.